This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. A Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate Production.
Hi guys, I'm so excited to have you all join me today. Today's episode is all about journeying towards greatness. With the recent gold medal win of Heidelin Diaz in the Olympics, I got inspired to talk about the five things that are needed for a person to be great. Because oftentimes, what we see is just the tip of the iceberg. What we don't realize is that the entire journey towards greatness is definitely more than that. Before I begin, I would like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Jamie, for this wonderful opportunity to share this inspiring conversation to the rest of the world. Are you ready? Let's start the show.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Sellis.
This episode is very close to my heart because it speaks about what does it take to become great. This was inspired by the recent win of Heidelin Diaz, the Philippines' first ever gold medalist in the Olympics in weight training. It's something that I'm really proud of as a Filipino, and I am sure that the whole country celebrates with her as of this moment. The thing is, though, is that what we see is only the tip of the iceberg. What we don't realize is that it took her 13 long years before she got to win that gold medal. And guess what? Based on results, it's all worth it. We oftentimes become impatient about our own growth. We want to make things happen immediately. We want to achieve things the soonest time possible. If there was a shortcut towards greatness, a lot of people would probably get it. However, is that really the way to go? Allow me to share with you the five things that you should consider when it comes to pursuing greatness and becoming the person that you're meant to be. This is based on actual experience, and to be candid about it, I've been asked time and again, what does it take to become a great coach, a great speaker, a great book author? And it's only now that I actually sat down and reflected and allow me to share with you the five things I've realized which are vital in one's greatness. Number one, it's all about coming from a space of love. I'm not talking about just loving what you do. It's more than loving all the people around you. It's all about loving yourself whole and embracing yourself fully. It's all about recognizing your strengths and working on your weaknesses. It's all about giving yourself that opportunity to grow in your own space. Coming from a space of love and understanding and allowing yourself to progress in your own way. When we speak of a space of love, we are talking about being kinder to yourself. At the end of the day, it's not just about achieving your goal. As cliche as it may seem, it's all about the entire journey. What have you learned in the process? How have you grown? What did you need to do differently that allowed you to flourish into the person that you're meant to be? Remember, anything and everything that comes from a space of love will always thrive and flourish. Number two thing to remember is that greatness takes time. It's not easy. It's not about becoming an overnight success. It takes long years of hard work and practice to become great at what you do. So don't hurry the process. Be kinder to yourself. Stop beating yourself up for not immediately reaching your goals. Instead, ask yourself, what do I need to learn in this current space of mine? Why am I here right now? What must I do to accelerate further? It took 13 years for Heidi Lin to win that gold medal. And on a personal note, it took me almost 6 years of doing internal work to become the coach that I am now. And let's not forget that it took me roughly more than 30 years to become an international best-selling author. And let's not forget about giving TED Talks. Ever since Facebook started, I remember sharing TED videos. And mind you, that was way back, I guess, late 2000s. So imagine, I only got my first TEDx talk done in 2018, more than 10 years. The funny thing is that most people would only consider that immediate success. But I am here right now to remind you, it's not about that. It's about the entire journey and the duration that is needed, because things happen. Your success would come when it's time, when you're ready. That is one thing that you should remember. Now, moving forward. Another thing to remember is that greatness demands commitment. When the going gets tough, you don't quit. When things don't go as planned, you don't sulk. When you fail, you don't stop. You just keep going. You just keep growing. Always take each and every experience as a stepping stone towards becoming the person that you're meant to be. If it takes 10,000 hours to master something, then make sure that you give your 100% each and every hour that is needed for you to become that great person you've always wanted to be. More than just having a promise towards your goal, it's a promise towards yourself. A promise that requires you to give what is due. And that is nothing short of the best, simply because that is what you deserve. Number four is all about having a positive mindset. Of course, we tend to be anxious towards the unfamiliar. If something scares us simply because we're not in our comfort zone. And guess what? What we oftentimes forget is that we have a choice. We have a choice to see it in the eyes of fear or to see it with eyes focused on opportunities. It's all about looking for the silver lining. It's all about seeing what is good. It's not about discounting mistakes or what went wrong. It's just all about looking beyond them after you've processed them and coming from that space of willingness to start all over again simply because you believe that something better is in store for you soon. And that is such a beautiful space to come from.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
And lastly, when it comes to your journey towards greatness, it's very important that you exert 100% of your effort. You need to get the work done. You need to sweat, you need to shed tears, you need to give it your all. Greatness is not a matter of chance. Achieving it is a matter of choice. It would allow you to become the person that you're meant to be if you subscribe to its journey and learn along the way. The journey towards greatness is actually a very humbling experience. It would break down your ego. It would make you feel that you're not good enough. But until you surrender to the entire process, until you let yourself be, until you allow yourself to grow in your own space, at your own pace, is the only time that you would be ever ready to become the person that you're meant to be, ready to become your very own hashtag best me ever. So right now in your current space, I want you to take this time to reflect. Where are you in your current journey towards greatness? How have you been treating yourself in the process? What can you do differently so that you get to enjoy your journey towards greatness more? I do hope that this podcast inspires you to journey happily towards becoming the person that you're meant to be. If you like this podcast, please do subscribe to my podcast, and also you may follow me on my other social media pages on Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram, and even YouTube. And I look forward to see you guys soon. Remember, wherever you are right now in your life, it's okay, simply because you're on your way to become your own hashtag best me ever. My name is Coach Mike Celis, and thank you for joining me today. Have a great day, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.